This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor will resume in the Lok Sabha today. The discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said India's military response to the Pahalgam attack signalled a new normal in countering cross-border terrorism. He outlined a five-point approach that now defines India's stance on cross-border terrorism.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. One, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. Two, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. Three, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. Four, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
The External Affairs Minister strongly denied any external mediation in ending the India-Pakistan conflict in May, asserting that the US had no role. Earlier initiating the discussion in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, India carried out a calibrated and non-escalatory operation targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in response to the cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He said, over 100 terrorists were neutralized and 9 hideouts destroyed.
7 May 2025 को रात्रि 1:05 भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर प्रारंभ किया जिसमें पाकिस्तान और पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर में भारत के खिलाफ आतंकी गतिविधियों से जुड़े 9 स्थानों को निशाना बनाया गया इनमें से 7 आतंकी शिविरों को भारतीय सेना ने पूरी तरह से नष्ट कर दिया जबकि भारतीय वायुसेना ने मुरीद के और बहावलपुर को नेस्त नाबूद किया जो लश्कर ए तोयबा और जैसे मोहम्मद के केंद्र हैं जानकर पूरे सदन को प्रसन्नता होगी कि विद इन 22 मिनट्स पूरा ऑपरेशन समाप्त और हमने आतंकवादियों को उनके घर में घुसकर मारा सशस्त्र बलों ने हमारी माताओं और बहनों के सिंदूर का बदला लिया और प्रत्येक भारतीय इस भावना से ओतप्रोत हो गया अध्यक्ष महोदय
Taking part in the discussion, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government is unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist act in Pahalgam. In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter in the upper reaches of Lidwar's forest in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar district yesterday. The area is in the outskirts of the Srinagar city. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told media yesterday that the identity of the killed terrorist is being ascertained. In Jharkhand, 4 conveyors travelling in a bus to Deoghar died on the spot during a head-on collision between a bus and a truck near Jamunia Chowk in Mohanpur block on the Deoghar Hans Diha Road this morning. More than 20 passengers are seriously injured. The injured have been admitted to Sadar Hospital. The condition of the injured is said to be critical and the death toll may increase further in this accident. The bus filled with conveyors was going to Deoghar to offer prayers in Baba Vaidyanath Dham temple during the holy month of Shravan. In China, more than 30 people have been killed by heavy rain and flooding in Beijing and its neighboring region. The Chinese state media has reported that tens of thousands more were evacuated from the capital. The state broadcaster CCTV said as of midnight yesterday, 28 people had died in Beijing's hard-hit Mian district and 2 others in Yangqing district. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over East Rajasthan, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, West Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Gujarat, Karnataka, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahi and northeastern states are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Conero Humpy in Batumi, Georgia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.